I have a slew of kids here from Fairfield Community High School as we are going to talk about FFA here in Southern Illinois, all over the state. Katie McCleary is here right next to me, Lane Harvey next to her, and Kurt Robbins is the FFA advisor. We'll start out with Kurt Robbins. Kurt, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Bruce. Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much for coming up. How long have you been FFA advisor now at Fairfield?
At Fairfield, this is year 15.
Next to Kurt right there is Mr. Lane Harvey. How you doing, Lane?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks very much for coming on. Now, what year are you in school?
I'm a senior this year.
You're a senior. Okay. Have you been in FFA for your entire time there?
Yep, for my entire high school career.
What made you want to join FFA as a lone little freshman coming around into Fairfield?
Yeah, so FFA was always something that we've known in my family, you know, growing up with my mom. She served as a section vice president and as their chapter vice president.
Really?
So, and Sisney.
Okay.
I missed him. And then my dad, Patrick Harvey, he went to Fairfield, and he served as chapter vice president and was involved in FFA all 4 years of his high school.
So I'm guessing that throughout your term here with the FFA, you've basically been just under the radar, not stepping up for anything, not being an officer or anything like that. You don't do anything, are you?
I don't know about that. I'm pretty busy all the time.
What do you do? What's your job at FFA?
So I'm currently serving as a chapter president for Fairfield.
That's pretty busy.
So yeah, that keeps me really busy. I served as that last year as a junior, and then I got reelected this year as a senior.
Really?
So this is my second year.
How often do people take it for 2 years at a time, Kurt? Does that ever happen?
Not very often. I think it's happened twice since I've been at Fairfield.
Is that right? Yep. And so you took it last year. That kind of gave you a leg up because you have one other job, don't you?
Yeah. So this year, I don't know why I decided I wasn't busy enough playing, you know, two sports and being chapter president and everything else.
Yeah.
But I decided to run for section president, so I'm over 13 schools. You know, and,
really?
Yep, and Clay, Edwards, Wabash, Lawrence, Richland, I'm in all those counties.
So. No kidding.
Yep.
Congratulations.
Well,
that's outstanding. How much time do you spend each week, do you think, on FFA stuff?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the week. Some weeks I'm never home. I've gone for a week. Some weeks, and, you know, I've always got something every day. It seems like I'm getting a text message about it or something all the time. But
wow. Keeps you busy.
Time. It keeps me very busy. So I love it though.
How many kids are you like now the president of?
I don't know the exact number. It's over 1,000.
Good grief!
So
well, that's wonderful. And next to Lane here, next to me is a young lady. Introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Katie McCleary. I'm the Fairfield reporter.
Katie McCleary. Well, okay, now tell me how long have you been in FFA?
I joined FFA my sophomore year. So
really?
I've only been in for 3 years. Yeah.
Okay. So you became an officer. What does the reporter do?
The reporter, they tell the community about events coming up, and I'm also in charge of making a scrapbook every year.
Making the scrapbook. Is this your first year in the position?
No, this is my second year.
Okay, so basically Lane, that's got to be a pretty big luxury having officers come back into their same spots.
For sure. So we had the luxury, my sophomore year is the kind of old officer team. They all went out and we elected 9 sophomores into our officer team, which is extremely rare. So we pretty much had the same officer team, give or take the change up in the lineup. Of people moving up, people moving down, but same officer team for about the last 3 years. So there's only one junior on our team, so they're going to lose a lot of officers next year.
So, Katie, if I'm doing the math, you're a senior.
Yes, I am.
Okay. What made you join FFA? What was the binding thing behind you, making you want to do it, the motivation?
Well, I've always liked plants and animals, and before I joined FFA, I thought that was most of what agriculture was.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason I joined. I used to want to be a vet. I don't really want to anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm more leaning toward, ag communications or ag education teacher.
Oh, wow. So you're taking the reporting thing all the way into potential future employment then,
yeah,
huh?
Possibly. Yeah.
Wow. I'm presuming, making the presumption that being an officer in the FFA, that probably down the road on your college applications look going to look pretty good.
Yeah, it will help, definitely help for sure. It's given me a lot of opportunities.
I didn't ask you, Lane. How do you think I'm guessing that you think that the being president, how will these experiences you're getting now help you as you go into college and into business after that?
Oh, it'll extremely help me.
So
I'm kind of in a management position in the FFA, so
right.
That prepares me well for management. You know, between 13 schools and trying to keep track of everything and report back to the state and all that. That's really caught me to be organized because I'm not the most organized person.
No.
I like to, no.
I am not
imagine
either.
That. Yeah.
How in the world are you, how are you president of all these things if you're not that organized?
I don't know. I just like to push things off and then do it at last minute.
So I know the feeling.
It's taught me to be more organized and stuff definitely prepared me well.
You just had a big event.
Yep, we had our big alumni pork chop dinner, and what that's for is for scholarships. Our alumni, they do one scholarship fundraiser a year, and all that money goes back to our kids. Our alumni, they're very active with that, and our kids really benefit from basically with cash scholarships, which is great for the kids. They can use it for whatever they need it for their school.
Kurt, this alumni group, you started that pretty recently, right?
I started, I think, year two or three when I was back at Fairfield, and it's just gradually grown. As kids have graduated, they've joined in as well. And our group, you know, they're not a group that wants to meet every single month, and I'm kind of the same way as
well.
And,
you got things to do.
Yeah, we meet two or three times a year. We cross over a lot with Farm Bureau. A lot of their members and young leaders are our former members as well. And so we try to each raise funds. They raise funds for their scholarship fund, which benefits our kids, and our alumni dinner raise funds for our kids, which also gives them a scholarship.
And really, even though it used to be Future Farmers of America, it's not really that anymore, is it, Lane?
No, we're just a national FFA organization.
Okay. But it changed from Future Farmers because there aren't that many kids who are going to grow up and be a farmer, right? But this kind of also informs, it helps you folks inform folks, kids on how what agriculture means in the society.
Yes.
We are talking today with the Fairfield FFA kids. Kurt Robbins joined here in the middle by Kenna Stumm. Thanks for coming on, Kenna, as well as Addison Seifert. How you doing, Addison?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I am outstanding. Thank you so much for joining. Okay, since you've already started talking, Addison, I'd ask you a question I didn't ask Kenna, so we'll get to Kenna in a second. You're a senior as well?
Yes, I am.
What's your job with FFA, or do you have a job? Do you have an office?
Yes, I have an office. I'm the chapter sentinel.
What does the sentinel do?
I keep the meeting room comfortable and assist the president in maintaining order.
Okay, now I can understand the assisting the president with maintaining order. What is keeping the room comfortable?
Hoping no one goes for each other.
So if there's a fight, so you're basically the bouncer.
In a way.
What made you want to be the sentinel? What made you pick that office?
I just ran for an office, and this was the one I got elected to.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And you are Kenneth Stumm.
Yes, I serve as my chapter treasurer.
What made you join FFA? What made you think about it, Kenneth? Well, tell me what happened.
I grew up in Southern Illinois, obviously. Okay. My great-grandparents owned a farm. I spent most of my time out there.
Uh-huh.
Eventually, my grandpa passed away, and nobody really took over the farm.
Right.
So my experience with agriculture eventually kind of shortened and ended.
Sure.
Until I got into high school my sophomore year, and I decided to get back into it.
Oh, that's cool. So you've been in, you're a senior now, right?
I am.
You've been in for 3 years.
I have.
What have you had any other offices? Or because usually he said that you guys all started as sophomores, basically, at different offices for the most part, right? Wow. What have you held?
I held parliamentarian last year and then came back this year as treasurer.
As officers of the FFA and whatever chapter, how often do you guys go to conventions and stuff like that? What all is involved in being an FFA member or officer?
There's a ton involved. I mean, like I said, you can be as involved as you want to, but two main conventions we go to is we go to state convention every year in June. And
that's
then
cool.
We go every year in October to national convention.
Most of our events happen throughout the year, and there's a few events that happen at state convention. The main thing that happens at state FFA convention is recognition of members' accomplishments, state degrees. They have the new officer elections, and as well as national speakers come in for that three-day event.
Tell me about the being named National Chapter of the Week.
Yeah, this is Orion Samuelson's show and Max Armstrong's show called This Week in Agribusiness. Last year when Lane, he was on RFD TV Live, and they called him and asked him about National FFA Week and what's going on with that as well. So we try to travel throughout the nation with our voice and for Fairfield and throughout the state of Illinois.
How big is the chapter at Fairfield now?
We've got about 175 kids in FFA right now.
Out of 430 6:30 or whatever at the school. That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yep. I teach all day. I teach ag, and we also have Miss Smith, Samantha Smith. She also teaches two ag classes as well.
That's outstanding. Well, Kurt, thanks very much for coming
Thank
up.
You, Bert.
Best of luck, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great day. We'll see y'all real soon.